Oh, George, I'm so proud of you. You've really showed an interest in college these past few days, ever since Jack Benny started.
You know, I can't get over that tightwad starting to college. I'd like to know what poor sapper's putting up the money. I'd laugh right in his face.
Well, that'd be pretty hard for you to do.
Yeah.
Huh? I meant Jack wouldn't tell you. But I'm so happy about the progress you're making in your studies. You know, I just adored it last night when you spoke to the waiter in French.
Yeah.
Without batting an eye, you said to him, "Bring me an order of la ham and la egg."
Well, I've been studying my French pretty hard. I'm not going to let Jack Benny get ahead of me. By the way, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, what?
I entered the contest for the most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech.
Oh, wonderful. I know you're going...
Come in.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, good morning, Jack. George will be ready to leave for school in just a minute.
Good. By the way, George, I saw the results of the chemistry quiz. Passing was 75. You got 29.
Holy smoke, 29.
That's right. You know, if you'd like me to coach you a little after school, I'd be glad to. I mean, there's no reason why your grades can't be up with mine.
What did you get, Jack?
31.
Well, anyway, I'll bet George is better than you are in French.
Better in French? Yeah. Why, I know a whole sentence. Ouvrez la fenêtre.
What does it mean?
Open the window.
Well, suppose George doesn't know that. Does it matter?
Does it matter? Put him in France on a hot day and he'll suffocate.
You won't feel so smart, Jack Benny, when my husband is chosen most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech.
Gracie, are you by any chance referring to that contest at school which I have already as good as won?
Oh, are you running too?
Running? I could skip and be George. In just an hour, I have an appointment with Betty Calhoun, the co-ed president. She's a little southern girl, and I think I know how to sew up the co-ed bow.
Oh, a southern girl, huh?
Yeah. Come on, George. Let's go to school.
Yeah. Run along, George. Yeah. And don't worry about the co-ed bow. Oh, pardon me. Are you Betty Calhoun?
That's right. Was there something I could do for y'all?
Well, yes. I want you to get all the co-eds to vote for George Burns at the student rally tonight.
George Burns? That funny little old man?
Oh, please, Betty. I wish you wouldn't talk that way about my son.
Your son? How could you have a son his age?
Oh, I didn't. When I had him, he was just a baby.
But he looks so old.
Oh, he isn't really. He just looks that way because he had such an unhappy childhood down south.
You don't mean to say that Mr. Burns is a shown-up southerner, too?
Too? Well, don't tell me you're from the south.
Couldn't y'all tell?
How could I?
Well, tell me about George's childhood.
Oh, it was awful. We were so poor, little Georgie didn't even have pants to wear.
Not even jeans?
Oh, hers wouldn't fit him at all. Oh, it was terrible. We tried to make a living, but everything went wrong. When the cotton market was high, we planted cotton. Up came wool.
But you get wool from sheep.
Oh, well, up came sheep and ate the cotton.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we planted tobacco. Some auctioneers came to buy it, but before we could figure out what they were saying, the tobacco was dead. Miss Calhoun, now that you know George Burns was a poor, unhappy southern boy, won't you get the co-eds to vote for him?
Well, I haven't talked to Mr. Benny yet.
Mr. Benny? You mean you'd even speak to that Yankee?
Are you sure he's a Yankee?
The worst kind, a northern Yankee. From Waukegan. His full name is Jack General Sherman Benny.
You mean he was named after General Sherman?
Yeah, and not very long after.
In that case, I'll downright snub him.
Well, get ready. Here he comes.
Well, well, shut my mouth. If it isn't lovely and charming Betty Calhoun. Why, ma'am, you all sure enough look as pretty as a magnolia blossom from my old sure enough plantation.
Oh, no.
And greetings to you all, Mrs. Burns, ma'am.
Hello, Amos.
Mr. Benny sounds like a southerner, but Benny isn't a southern name.
You all ain't heard my full name, ma'am. It's Lee Stonewall Magnolia Fort Worth Taters Benny.
Really?
L-S-M-F-T.
But aren't you from Waukegan?
I'm proud to say I am. Waukegan, Virginia. Garden spot of the South. Folks down there will be mighty unhappy if you all don't get me elected the most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech.
Shame on you, Mrs. Burns, for calling this fine southern gentleman a Yankee. Come along, Stonewall.
Who? Oh, sure enough. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns, you all.
Oh, that unscrupulous man, cheating to win the election. Oh, thank goodness George had never stooped to deceit or trickery. Well, that leaves it to me, and I enjoy it so much. Hurry up and get dressed, dear. We'll be late for the student rally.
Oh, what's the use of going at all? Benny has got the co-ed vote sewed up.
Oh.
He'll swamp me.
He'll do nothing of the sort. Don't forget, every contestant will be called on to entertain tonight. And you're going to sing.
You think they'll like my singing?
Like it? Oh, darling, every time you sing, a chill runs up and down my spine.
Really?
Yeah, come on, sweetheart. Touch a spark of melody to the powder keg of your tonsils and blast me to paradise.
Okay.
Ain't misbehaving.
Oh!
A chill did run up your spine.
Oh!
What was that?
The return trip.
Oh. But Benny is going to play his violin, and they might go for that.
Oh, don't be silly. What is violin playing anyhow? A horse's tail dragged across part of a cat. Believe me, when you sing, you sound better than any horse's tail or any part of a cat.
It's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Besides, I wouldn't worry about Jack Benny. Bill Goodwin's going to introduce him, and I've had a little talk with Bill.
You wouldn't louse him up, would you?
College hasn't done a thing for you, has it?
All right, students. The contest for most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech continues. And now, it's a real honor for me to introduce this next contestant. A truly great artist.
That's me, folks.
He's a famous star of stage, screen, and radio.
I can't wait for television.
Not only a great wit, but a violin virtuoso.
That means I play well.
And here he is in person, John Bunny.
That's Benny, Jack Benny. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to play for you Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I would like to, but I can't. Instead, I will play a famous old gypsy melody.
By the way, I forgot to say that Mr. Barney plays a...
Benny, that's Benny.
Oh, I forgot to say that he plays a Stradivarius.
Thank you.
Now, that's the finest violin made, you know. And now, back to Mr. Benny.
That's Beanie. No, Benny, you're right. I had it right first time. Yeah. Can I play now?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bunny. Thank you very much. Students, you have just heard John Bunny and his magic violin.
Wait, wait a minute.
You had your chance. You had your chance.
But I...
Step aside, Mr. O'Flaherty.
That's one I didn't expect.
And now, our next contestant for most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech is the campus heartthrob, that handsome singer of songs, Sugar Throat Byrne.
Say, George, I know I'm licked, and just to show you I'm a good sport, there's no hard feelings, I'll accompany your song.
Well, gee, that's swell of you, Jack. I'm going to sing Ain't Misbehavin'.
Ain't Misbehavin'. All right, here's your introduction.
Jack. Jay. That's the wrong tune. Look, I'll start singing, then you follow me.
Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving, I'm happy on the shelf.
Look, Jack, follow me.
No one to talk to, save a normal love for. Oh, baby, love for you, really saving love for you. Ain't misbehaving, I'm on the shelf by myself. Oh, no, I ain't misbehaving. It's love and bloom. Daddy, 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 go away.
Well, George, I told you Jack Benny wouldn't win.
You were right.
Oh, darling, I'm so proud to be going to the prom with the most popular man at Beverly Hills Tech.
It's an honor, all right.
We'll dance our feet off.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Bobby. They're waiting for us at the prom.
We'll all read.
Well, all right.
Well, send me solid.
Latch on, Gage. We're swinging tonight.
Ta-ta, kid.
When we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson, the orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Good night and good luck.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.